When the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship begins today, it is Swedish golfer Annika Sörenstam who expects to win. If she does, it will be her third major women's tournament victory this year. Her stated goal is winning the Grand Slam, all four of the women's majors. And she might. Annika Sörenstam is having one of the greatest seasons ever by an athlete in an individual sport, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Let's reintroduce Annika Sörenstam. It's been 2 years since the general public embraced her for playing in a men's tournament, the Colonial, down in Texas. Since then, she's been back on the women's tour, which means, in today's sports hierarchy, out of the public eye. In April, Sports Illustrated columnist Rick Riley wrote about a day he spent with Sörenstam, a typical day in which she was largely ignored at a crowded Starbucks, had her name repeatedly mispronounced, and was stopped by a security guard at a store where she was scheduled to do a public appearance. Crazy, really, because since the Colonial, she has won half the tournaments she's entered, 19 of 38, top that, Tiger, and she's won 6 of 8 this year, including the first two majors. She may not turn heads at Starbucks, but Annika Sörenstam is shredding her sport, and she knows it. Listen to this exchange with a reporter at her press conference yesterday at the Cherry Hills Country Club outside of Denver, site of the U.S. Open.
Ben Hogan, probably the most consistent ball striker of all time, used to say that in any given round there were only maybe two or three shots that turned out exactly the way he intended them to. For you, how is that in any given round? How many shots turn out the way you want them to?
About 100%.
She's not kidding. But she's really not cocky either, says Matthias Bronholm, a TV journalist from Sörenstam's native Sweden.
She has become more self-confident over the last couple of years than she dares to set goals and talk about the goals.
In her chats with Swedish reporters, in her larger English-speaking press conferences, Sörenstam unflinchingly and a bit impatiently talks about pursuing golf's greatest prize, the Grand Slam.
I have nothing to hide about my goals. This is exciting. You know, now the goals are in the back of my mind, but I'm going to look forward. It's not like I'm at home and think about these goals. I know what I want to do.
She has always known what she wants as a golfer, and that, says veteran player Meg Mallon, has been the key to Sörenstam's success. An analytical approach to the game, Mallon says, that helped Sörenstam separate herself from former rivals like Kari Webb.
Annika went out and researched the game, looked at the stats, saw Kari beating her week in and week out, and said, how am I going to be better? And I kind of equate her to Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan first came out, they said, all I can do is dunk and he doesn't win championships. So Michael Jordan went and perfected his jump shot and became one of the best in the game. That's what Annika does year in and year out. She finds her weaknesses and makes them better. Yes, she was good, but she made herself great.
Sörenstam currently is tied with friend and practice partner Tiger Woods. Each has won 9 major tournaments, although Woods reportedly will earn 15 times more than Sörenstam this year in endorsement money. With a victory this week at Cherry Hills, Sörenstam will win a 10th major. You get the feeling she'll be quite satisfied with that number. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.